Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy. And this week, it is an episode filled with second chances. We are going to have brunch at the Flying Biscuit Cafe in Alpharetta, Georgia. And we are also going to try Tofutti's cream cheese.
That's right.
You're looking at me.
I'm looking. Funny. I'm looking at you.
There's also no script.
There's no script, y'all. That's the look in my eye I'm stressed.
I had to remember what we were doing, even though we just said it. It's not written down anywhere.
I did. I wrote it in the shared notes app.
Why didn't you tell me that it was in the shared notes app?
It's right here.
You poo-pooed. All right, guys. I suggested to Becky that instead of a paper script, we keep a iOS like shared collaborative notes thing for Talkin' Tofu. You can do a different note for each script. That way you can put your little notes on there while we record. Mm-hmm. When you stop to write something down, you can do that. And you'll have it like on your computer when you're ready to edit. Mm-hmm. And you pushed back alarmingly hard on this idea.
What we have was working for me, but I think this is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun, good thing.
All right. Okay. Hey, I just saw the note. Second chance episode. Brunch at the Flying Biscuit Cafe and trying the new formulation of Tofutti cream cheese. Mm-hmm. The new formulation. So there's a new formula.
We think so. It's definitely new packaging. And I think that that's going to come with a new formulation.
Okay.
But
So you think so.
Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed.
It's strange that you said we think so.
Oh.
Because I'm asking you if it's a new one. And you're like, yes, you and I think so. Look, here's the thing. Okay. This is a bit of a bullshit episode. Let's just call it what it is. Mm-hmm. We are recording from a hotel room in Alpharetta, Georgia, which is like the armpit of Atlanta. It's like a fancy armpit, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like a groomed armpit, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't stink.
No.
But it's also like there's not a lot of fun stuff out here. We are up here for 3 nights seeing fish, and we are staying out here. So we are trying to spend our days productively while we're out here. And looking for fun things to do. And there are some fun things to do. We're having some fun. But we were looking for breakfast options. And we saw the Flying Biscuit. And I was like, how long has it been since we've eaten at the Flying Biscuit?
I feel like it's been over a decade.
I think that we have bought a house. Uh-huh. You've quit your job.
Yeah.
We've had a child.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten 2 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost 1 dog.
Yep.
We've lost 2 cats.
Yep. Gotten another dog.
Right. Lost some family members.
Yeah.
Lost a grandfather to COVID.
Oof.
What else has happened since then? Pandemic?
We've been through a lot. Let's keep going. Since the Flying Biscuit.
Replaced our roof.
Learned how to roller skate.
Got a new fridge.
New floors. Battled an appliance ghost that broke every appliance in our house, one after the other.
Got a new shed.
Mm-hmm. New shed.
Did I talk about the cats dying?
Yeah, you did.
Lost the cats. So a lot's gone on. And so I approached it with this mindset of, let's not assume it's the exact same menu.
Yeah, we've been through a lot. They've probably been through times there are changing.
Sure. Like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
I just was talking about how this is a bullshit episode.
Yeah.
Why I got to thinking about Flying Biscuit.
So, y'all, we are recording.
I already said this. Oh. You've been on your phone.
I was trying to verify the thing about Tofutti cream cheese, but the website gives no information.
She has been on her phone since that line.
Trying to figure it out.
And you are pretty famous for, like, single track.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to flex, but I can watch TV and be on my phone at the same time. Yeah. 80% hit rate. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like that 20% where I'm like, did they explain why so-and-so's in the car? And you're like, yeah, the past 5 minutes have been him getting in the car. You, on the other hand, the TV might as well not be on when you are looking at your phone.
Yeah. Somebody shared a screen cap of a tweet that was, I need a streaming service that's just all commercials so that I can just have something on in the background while I scroll my phone. Mm. And that's me.
That is you.
Mm-hmm. Except I don't want it to be if commercials come on.
Yeah.
I'm like, get away.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah. So anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good. We're in Alpharetta for the weekend. We are getting ready to go to our third night of fish in a row. And it's pretty exciting. They know that. Okay. Yeah. The first night show was.
Are we doing this?
A real banger.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing a show review, a fish show review.
Just real quick.
To a bunch of people who could not care less.
Could not care less.
Probably like angering people.
People not even are
like
leaving.
They don't care. They're getting upset. They don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a friend, posted to my stories a picture of the lights on the first night. Because the first night, whew. And a friend who is definitely not into fish. And I know that because he...
they'll tell you.
Well, they'll tell you, but also they responded to that story and said, what show did you go to? And I replied, I went to see fish. It's the least relatable thing about me. but it turns out that their friend is an event photographer and is at the shows taking pictures.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, I know it's an unrelatable thing about us, but we do like fish. And we went to two really great shows. One incredible show and one really good show.
I think they were both incredible.
They were, but that first show was like beyond.
Yeah, but I mean, you think about last night. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, set two especially.
You go line by line.
Yeah.
Not a missed minute.
No complaints.
Not a wasted moment.
Mm-mm.
That's the phrase. So, yeah. So we weren't going to talk about it, but we're talking about
it. Well, we did. We talked about it.
Okay.
We'll move on. We'll spare you towheads.
Okay. You have really slept probably about 60% of the non-show time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit. I had to leave this morning. Too hot to go for a run. So I just had to leave for a while. Until you woke up so that I wasn't just sitting here in a room where
in
you were asleep. Yes. I did that for about half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like,
can't keep this up.
Well, at like 5 o'clock this morning, the fire alarm went off.
It was 7:30 this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it was still dark.
No, it was not.
Oh, maybe we had the blackout shades.
No, you put the blackout shades down as a response
to right. You're right, I did.
It was 7:30 and you acted like it was 3 a.m. You were walking around with your arms out in front of you.
Well, I was up reading for like a good hour last night after you went to sleep.
I get it. You're very literary.
No, I just couldn't get to sleep. I was still too pumped up from the show.
Yeah.
But
I went right to sleep.
I know. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard you go right to sleep and I was
like,
man.
What does it sound like?
It's just your breathing's different.
I know you say that, but let's hear it.
I can't do it. It's just slower.
Just do it. You can take it. Is this me awake?
No, your breaths get deep and slow.
What's my awake? Like, do my awake to my asleep?
I don't hear your breath when you're awake.
So I breathe loud, and that's how you know I'm asleep? I breathe loud?
Yeah, but it's not snoring. It's like...
Sleep. I'm sleeping.
That's how I know.
I'm sleeping.
It's a dead giveaway.
I'm sleeping.
I don't hear your breathing. When you fall asleep, it gets deep and low like a person who's meditating.
Okay. Okay.
It's not unpleasant. It's just noticeable.
Yeah. I do enter sort of a meditative state and then quickly fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of when you're aligned the way that I am.
Yeah.
Stuff like that's really easy.
Yeah. Like, you are like very enlightened.
Well, no, it's not about being enlightened is the thing. It's about being in tune, you mm-hmm. know? And mm-hmm. I don't want to push that on anybody, of course. But if you ever want tips, I know that you struggle a lot with falling asleep and staying asleep. Yeah. If you want like change your life tips, I'm here to give them. I have a list ready
yeah.
for you specifically, but I would never extend myself to, you know, give you that list if you didn't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll think on that.
Okay. So that's a not right now.
I'll get back to you. Okay, I'll get back to you.
That's a not right now. Got
on
it.
That. It's not a no, but it's more of like a maybe later.
I don't want to spoil anything, but this is on the list. Like this sort of thing is on the list. Yeah.
Okay.
But just something to think about. Just something. I'm not right now. I live the exact same life, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's you who's suffering. So
it's true. It is me.
Just let me know when you want to be better.
Thank you. I will.
I'll be there.
I will. When I'm like emotionally ready to improve myself.
Yeah.
I'll hit you up.
Yeah.
Dave.
So
how are you doing?
We
did it. It's done.
We've been up each other's ass for 2 days now.
But the listener hasn't.
Oh, actually, when you're asleep, I went to the Starbucks and I read my book until you texted that you were awake. And you said, "Where are you?" And I was like, "I'm at Starbucks." And you said, "Bring me a matcha latte."
I said, "Could you grab me a matcha?"
Not even surprised that I'm like fully in another location.
No, I knew you weren't here. On the other side of town. I thought you were on a run.
In this heat? No.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not a psycho.
No.
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 That's the only thing I've done that hasn't been lockstep with you.
Yeah. So Dave went to the Starbucks. He came back with matchas.
Yeah.
And then
we
went to breakfast.
Well, did we?
Yeah.
Well, we put our name in at breakfast, and then we went Goodwill shopping.
Yeah, we did. I got a dress for the Barbie. Sorry.
Okay.
For the Barbie Beltline skate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's this Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
It's
the day that this comes out. It's tonight. It's tonight, everybody, at 8 p.m. Yeah, get to the Beltline. You can see us all in pink. Fine. It's going to be a vision.
It's okay.
I'm really pumped.
Okay.
My dress is awesome.
So we saw. So we get up here. We're in Alpharetta. I'm driving. Little captain of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Becky, look at the maps. Let us know what the food situation is up here.
Yeah.
You report back dismal options.
It like, when I no searched options. Restaurants, the options that popped up were like Alpharetta Roadhouse.
Right.
And it was all like variations on that.
Right.
It was nothing that I wanted.
Right.
And then as we drove around.
Right. The reality.
The reality was lots of places.
There's
like,
Yumby.
Yeah.
There's Flying Biscuit, which we weren't wild about, but we were like, this should have shown up on the thing.
It's a restaurant.
Right.
There's a Chipotle, which is like not super exciting, but for a pre-show meal, great.
There's a burger place called Bad Daddy's.
Bad Daddy's.
Great name for a burger place.
It really is.
There's a Top Dog.
Top Dog is a dog groomer.
Oh, that's right. We thought it was a hot dog place.
Yeah.
It was right next to Alpha Dog.
Yeah.
Which I think the two are related.
I think Alpha Dog is the training place and Top Dog is like a groomer.
If you were a hot dog vendor or you had a hot dog restaurant and you called it Top Dog and some asshole moves in with a bigger hot dog next door to you and calls himself Alpha Dog, how nasty would that be?
Oh my god.
God.
Y'all, Dave, can I do a really quick toe views? Just real quick.
What?
A really quick toe views.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe Views.
All right. This is Talking Toe Views, this is a segment of the podcast where we talk about stuff we watched. Becky, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Yes. Speaking of hot dog, it reminded me of a reality show. I believe it's on HBO. And it is called Hot Dog, like H-A-U-T-E dog. It is a dog grooming reality show hosted by Matt Rogers of Las Culturistas. And it is amazing. Every episode, people come in and they're professional dog groomers and they make dogs look incredible. And it's just looking at dogs and talking about dogs. And it's funny and it's cute and I love it.
You watched the show like 2 years ago.
I know, but you mentioned Hot Dog and I was like, I have to recommend this show to the Toeheads. It's really great and they would love it.
I think we need a more formal submission process for talking to views. Like, that's you could give a couple of sentences for what you plan to talk about.
I'll pitch to you next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was it. Toe Views out.
I haven't seen it.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I watched it with the kid.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe Views.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I guess no Buffy bites this episode then, huh? We already did Toe Views.
Yeah, and we haven't been watching Buffy. We've been watching
Speak
Fish.
For yourself.
Oh, I mean, I was watching Buffy up until we left on Friday.
Hey, we're not doing Buffy bites. No. We've already done Toe Views.
It's true.
So if anybody wants to get mad about that, there's one of us responsible.
Yeah.
So what were we even talking about? Oh, so the restaurants. There were a lot of restaurants.
There were.
Like an amazing number of restaurants. Still not like, OMG, we got to go there.
Right.
But more options than the Maps app and by proxy you
right.
would have us think.
Yeah. When we passed the Flying Biscuit, we were like, we should get breakfast there tomorrow. We'll talk about it on the pod. We haven't been to mm-hmm. the Flying Biscuit since all those things we talked about happened.
Yeah.
And so we got up. We went to the Flying Biscuit. We put down our names. There was a yes. Dave's got a thing. Yes.
We haven't said that we're not fans of the Flying Biscuit yet.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't explained the second chance part.
The reason we haven't been to the Flying Biscuit in a long time is that we did not enjoy it. That when the last time I went, the one vegan item was a tofu scramble and yeah. it was bad.
Yeah.
It was so absolutely soaked in tamari. Like I enjoy yeah. tamari tastes good. It does. But
yeah.
It was so salty yeah. with like just... Oh,
yeah.
It was bad. Bad yeah. scramby.
Okay. Well, I just feel like the concept of second chance, both of these items that we're talking about today are things that we are, that they're not new to us, but we stopped eating them because it was early days the last time that we tried them.
There have been.
And we're just going to check in on them again.
New, better options have come along.
Yeah.
I'll save it for when we talk about the tofu.
Okay.
Anyway, we went to the Flying Biscuit. We put down our name. Went yeah. to the Goodwill. Yeah. I got an amazing Barbie dress yeah. for the Barbie skate.
Check.
And
wait, when is the Barbie skate?
Friday. It's Friday. It's tonight.
It's tonight. Yeah.
Tonight okay. for you.
Got it.
Not yep. tonight for us. Tonight for us. Third fish show
oh
in a row.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Unlistenable.
So we walked into the Flying Biscuit, yes. and I put our name down.
Yes.
And I said, hello, just two of us. And she said, what's your name? And I said, Becky. And she said, I love your name. And it was such an unusual thing to hear that I went.
I thought it was fake.
I said, what? And she said, sorry, what's your phone number? Because they text you when your table's ready. So I gave her my number. And then we went to the Goodwill, got a Barbie dress.
Yeah.
We got the text while we were shopping. So we checked out. There was a short line, not super long, but like two people in front of us
mm-hmm.
In the same shopping center, which was nice. So we checked out and then walked back over to the Biscuit to get our table. And when we walked in, the woman who had taken our name, the hostess, said, threw her arms in the air and said, Becky, mm-hmm. I told her she'd come back. It was really cute and sweet. It made me feel very welcome at the Flying Biscuit.
Yeah.
And it did. When she first said it, I was like, that's a weird thing to say. But then I was like, I think she really does like my name.
Yeah.
There must be a Becky in her life that's special to her.
Must be.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're it.
Maybe it's me. Yeah. She was really sweet, though.
She's like, I've never met a Becky of my own.
I wish she'd had a name tag so I could shout her out, but she had red hair and was really sweet and adorable.
Yeah. So we were seated at that point. You were seated. I was putting the goods from the Goodwill into the car. And then when I came in, you had already been seated.
Yeah. For like 2 seconds.
So, but I'm just saying, this is not a place where, we need your full party before we can seat you.
Oh,
which, like, props to them.
Yeah. Well, you know? She didn't say anything, but I did say, he's just putting something in the car. He's like right behind me.
Yeah. But everybody would say that.
Yeah.
So-and-so's coming. So-and-so's. They just got their food, you know, like.
Our food just got here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hats off to them for being chill in that regard.
Yeah.
I did notice right across from me that four tables were stacked on top of each other and a bunch of chairs stacked on top of the tables. So it looked like some sort of zombie barricade had been placed. I think that they were just trying to reduce the number of like tables in the restaurant so that maybe it was easier to get around, or maybe people didn't think that there were tables available or whatever. But it was really like an eyesore. This is like right when you come in. You didn't see it?
I did not.
It was on the other side of those Chads.
Oh, were they yelling at her?
No, they were having fun.
Okay, I couldn't tell. And I was like, do I need to no. go mom on these teens?
No.
I'm always ready to go mom you on were, some teens.
Yeah, no. You would have been torn apart by those teens.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been put in the hospital.
Oh, yeah, you think.
Yeah. So it's best that you didn't step in on the scenario that you were not involved in.
No, I was just watching to make sure that she was okay, because teens can be awful.
Well,
they can be awful. Yeah, true. Maybe they go to school together.
Yeah, maybe they give as good as they get.
Perhaps
that's what being a teen's all about.
Ugh. Okay.
What?
Let's.
You want to talk about something else?
So we sat down and we received our menus.
We did.
And on the menu, there is now at the Flying Biscuit a vegan and vegetarian section that Dave pointed out to me.
That's right. You were on the wrong side of the menu. And I tapped the menu and he looked at me. And then I did a cool little gesture where I took my two fingers and I flipped them over each other. And you flipped it over. And then he looked at the menu for a second. And then I tapped the vegan and vegetarian section.
Look, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but tonight will be our third fish show in a row, so I'm not 100% on the uptake.
Oh, okay. This is nice. I'll take a picture of this, she said.
And
you did.
I did.
So it's nice of them to have a vegan and vegetarian section.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a very large vegan and vegetarian section.
No.
It's like somebody saying, hey, you got your own room in this house, and then it's like Harry Potter under the stairs.
I was going to say closet under the stairs. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Oh, we're so on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, gosh.
We just get each other.
Really?
That's what makes this podcast worth listening to. Podcast worst listening to. That's actually more accurate.
Yeah, correct.
That's what makes this podcast worst listening to. Yeah. I don't know. You want to just call it?
Episode over.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot on this menu. Not a lot of vegan stuff on this menu. What was there was a vegan wrap. There was a tofu scramble. There was a Beyond Burger.
Everything else was vegetarian.
I think everything else was vegetarian. But then they had on the sides, you could order two Beyond Sausage Patties. You could also order some vegan collard greens. They also had some items that when you picked at it, they were like, yeah, that's vegan too, but they're not indicated as vegan on the sides. I didn't want to spoil your order.
Yeah.
So why don't you just talk about your order now? I've set the table for you.
Okay. So after the show last night, I get home from a show ravenous. We dance all night. I eat a light dinner before because it's a lot like skating. I eat like a half a dinner beforehand because I don't want a belly full of food, especially with how hot it is. Like having a belly full of food when you're so hot is like nausea territory. So I played it safe, light dinner, and then we go to the show, dance all night. It's also a mile and a half walk back to our hotel. So we get back ravenous, and I ate the whole rest of my dinner plus Dave's leftovers from last night.
Yeah.
Plus three cookies, and then went straight to bed. Also olives and pickles. And so not in that order. So I wasn't super hungry this morning because all that food is still in my belly.
Yeah. You're also not a breakfast person.
I'm not a breakfast person. But I think part of the reason I'm not a breakfast person is because I often eat late at night. It's self-perpetuating.
Yeah, you go hard at night.
Yeah. I think it's because I don't eat breakfast. So I start later in the day. So I get hungry for, like, I feel like that's my actual dinner. Lunch is breakfast.
Like your late night snacking that I'm exposed to is still pretty tame. Like you eat late, but you don't eat volume late, really.
Yeah.
Like you've got your little cup of something. Your little cup.
My little cup. But sometimes I'll do like a hummus plate. Occasionally, depends how hungry I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this, I went hard last night. I was so hungry.
Yeah. We usually go hard in that environment. Yeah.
Yeah. After a fish show, it's so nice.
Burn it all off while I sleep because I don't know. Like I go right to sleep. And then my body is just in factory mode, like
breathing deep, guys. Processing that food.
That's right.
I'm up reading, tossing and turning for an hour.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. Well, I have a few notes on just maybe ways that we could prevent that.
Yeah.
Or you could prevent that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to get better.
I don't.
Just let me know. I know. And that's also on the list.
Yeah. So this was my order. I ordered the avocado toast, which is on the sides. There's an avocado toast in the vegetarian section, but it has eggs on it. But on the sides, there's an avocado toast, and it just has on it chopped tomato, salt, pepper, olive oil.
Yep.
But it's not marked vegan. And I was like, weird. So I asked her, because, you know, maybe they shred cheese on top or something or melt butter. Who knows? Who knows what people do? So I asked if it was vegan. She said she had to check. She came back and confirmed that it was. So I got that. I got the spicy vegan collard greens. And then Dave and I split an order of the Beyond Breakfast sausage patties because there's two in an order. And I wasn't super hungry, but I wanted to eat a sausage patty because why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Should I go through my thoughts or just what I wanted, what I ordered?
Go through your thoughts.
Okay. So the avocado toast, it was fine. The bread was good bread. It was a dark bread, which I like, but it was too thick for me. And I don't know if it was, I mean, I don't like bread that much. You all know this about me.
It's like the anti-skating.
Yes, exactly. It was fine. It was nothing special. Like I could make better avocado toast at home for sure. But if you're out in the world and you want a healthy option, like this is good. If you're hungry. I wasn't super hungry either.
Can I say it looked dull? It looked like somebody had spread pre-made guacamole on top of a toast.
It did look like it was pre-mashed avocado. Yeah. It was not a fresh avocado.
And it was like that and some diced tomato on top of it. And it's like, that was it. And you and I were talking about avocado toast while you were eating it or while we were waiting for it, maybe, about how it was a brilliant menu addition.
Yeah.
Like from a restaurant perspective, because it's like, A, you charge an entree price for it instead of a sides price for it, which I think this was maybe more in the sides price range.
And yeah, it was $6, yeah. So not too bad.
But you really, like each restaurant can kind of they can riff on it.
Yeah.
And you can make really creative avocado toast. I just had a pause of self-reflection that we are talking about avocado toast on our podcast. A couple of snooty vegans talking about avocado toast on our podcast. It's like stereotypy, you know?
Yeah. Avocado toast, though, is good. I love it.
It can be.
This and was just okay.
But now that I'm saying this out loud, it's in the sides category. So expectations should have been low.
It was so much, though. I ate like half a piece. It was a whole, like it was a one slice cut in half. And I ate half of a half and was like.
Yeah. That's like an order of toast, though. Like I got toast with mine and I got the same number of slices of bread.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just like.
It just wasn't exciting. Like a balsamic drizzle, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do something. It was fine, but if you want something simple and pretty healthy and it's filling and cheap, this would be the move because it was a side and it was priced like a side. But I think if you're not super hungry, it would be a good option.
Yeah.
I know I just called it filling and then said if you're not super hungry. This is what bread does to me. I don't know. Okay. The star for me was the spicy vegan collard greens. These were great.
Yeah.
They were not kidding about them being spicy. Okay. They were actually spicy.
Okay.
Not like atomic, but not like, you know, sometimes they say things are going to be spicy and you're like, I detect no spice.
Okay.
They were nice and tender, mm-hmm. but still like you could still, they weren't, I don't like all the collard greens that, so soft that like, yeah. you don't even really have to chew them.
Yeah.
I don't want them like a cream spinach texture. I like them a little toothsome and these were.
Yeah.
For me, these were great. I would definitely get these again.
Nice.
I think I would just get them in the Beyond Sausage. And then the Beyond Sausage breakfast patties were Beyond Sausage breakfast patties. So, you know, I mean, you know what you're getting. Yeah. They didn't do anything to them. Much like the avocado toast, come as you are.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference there. The avocado toast was prepared to be bland.
Mm-hmm.
The Beyond Sausage was taken out of a box, heated, and served.
Yeah.
So one takes much less effort to be bland.
Yeah.
Or to be standard.
Yeah. It was just standard, which it was exactly what I thought it would be. And it was good.
Yeah.
I ate the whole patty and half my collards.
Yeah, you did.
I was not that hungry.
I think it's charitable to say you ate half your collards. I think you ate maybe a tenth of them.
Yeah. I'll eat more later.
Yeah.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I was looking to see, to confirm that we have a microwave. I'll heat them up.
I thought you were looking at where the collards were.
They're over there.
There's a full-size fridge in this suite.
Yeah.
If you say suite, they think it's a fancier room than it is.
There's a dishwasher in this hotel room. It's wild.
There's a dishwasher in this. There.
Excuse me.
I don't want to alarm you, but I just saw a dishwasher in our hotel room.
Can you even?
Just like right there.
Dave.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that scrambi.
I stayed. Well, nobody knows what I ordered yet. Okay. So I'm a by the rules guy. Mm-hmm. I'm paint by numbers. I stay in the lines. I don't create meals from sides. I go right. I order the offering. Mm-hmm. They have chosen what they think is a good balance of food,
mm-hmm.
good variety. When you're done with it, you'll be full. You'll be happy. You won't be wanting for any flavor profiles. You've got the whole picture, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I did. I got the vegan tofu scramble, called the vegan tofu scramble.
Yeah.
There's a tofu scramble with some veggies in it, has toast and jam, no butter. They have a special proprietary jam that is cranberry apple butter, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
What were you going to correct?
I was going to just
get
say
in front
that
of the correction.
You just, I was going to say it's not jam, it's cranberry apple butter. And you.
It's kind of a jam though. It's a jam. It's a jam. It's not a butter. In what world is that a butter?
Apple butter, it's a different way of preparing it. You cook it down way more. It takes a lot more apples to make an apple butter than it does to make like a jam or a jelly.
It is intended to be consumed the same way that jam or jelly is consumed. Right?
Is apple butter?
You're making me very upset.
Question mark? No.
I did not. Look, we're not in the laboratory here. We're out in the real world.
Yeah.
Where we're just, look, I'm not, don't nail me down on things like facts and figures and specific.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to be accurate about food on our food podcast.
I am being accurate about food on the food podcast because I'm talking about what it looks like, what its consistency is, and how it tastes, what it's meant to bring to the dish. And apple butter, cranberry apple butter, is meant to bring the same thing to a toast or a biscuit that jelly and jam is, not the same thing that butter is. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I was saying.
You're welcome.
This list is getting longer and longer. I can really see why you're so unhappy.
Yeah.
Why you're so unhappy that you can't fall asleep. So I haven't even finished describing that order. yet. So it comes, it's a tofu scramble with veggies. It comes with toast and cranberry apple butter. No yellow butter. And it comes with a fruit cup. So I ordered that. Ordered a glass of water. Mm. Which I was telling you after the fact. This isn't even an indictment on the food. I was telling you after the fact, the real champion of this meal was the water.
Oh.
Because I hadn't had any water up to that point. It was like noon.
Yeah, it was a good water.
So it comes. So I think that, what's the yellow? What makes it yellow?
Turmeric.
All right, turmeric. The Flying Biscuit scramble used to be very yellow.
Yeah, Turmeric City.
Yeah, Turmeric City. Your scrambles, to be fair, are Turmeric City as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a turmeric-y tofu scramble. I feel like if you've been vegan for a long time, you associate the taste of turmeric with eggs because it because you're so used to scrambles that taste like, anyway.
Well, I don't like it when it's too turmeric-y.
Ooh, I do.
I like it when it's a little bit more balanced, and I'm happy to say that this tofu came out more balanced. Mm-hmm. It was white tofu.
Yep.
Not yellowy, but still had that flavor. Had a little lean to it, you know? Mm-hmm. It came with spinach, tomatoes, mushrooms, and peppers, all of which I thought were incredible. The spinach in particular, I thought, was a standout. The peppers kept surprising me. I'd get little bites. I'd look down. I'd see like a little green pepper in there. I'd be like, hey, buddy. It's good to see you. He had a little snap to him. He wasn't like overcooked or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They were cutting like the size of like a fingernail, like a thumbnail maybe, like that size in your scramble.
Thumbnail on like what size hand?
Like a medium sized hand. Okay. Yeah, would be a thumbnail. Okay. That would be the size of like a crisp piece. So it's not like diced super small. It's also not like a big honking like crescent moon.
Yeah.
You know? So it's in there. It's making itself known. It's confidently participating, but not taking charge and not hiding in the background, you know? Mm-hmm. So I thought it was good. My criticism of the tofu scramble was that it was very watery. The bottom of my plate was a pool of water.
Oh, they did not press that tofu.
Yeah. So I thought it was objectively better tofu scramble than I had ever had from them before. Would have again.
Okay.
The toast was garbage. I don't even think that bread was heated.
I think that that bread is the same. It was the same bread as the avocado toast. And it was the thickness of the slice. It was too thick.
If you're going to serve toast as part of a vegan dish, you have to have a vegan yellow butter. You have to. You can't be like, and you just have to eat it this way. I don't like that cranberry apple butter. I never have.
I used to love it. And I will say, I did not like it today. I tried a little bite of yours because my stuff didn't come with the cranberry apple butter.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's very, I know that apple butter is supposed to have cinnamon in it, but I felt like the apple flavor wasn't rich enough to balance out the amount of cinnamon. It was too cinnamony to me.
Too much cinnamon. Yes. Too cinnamony to me.
It wasn't balanced. I feel like it used to be more balanced, but maybe my tastes have changed. I don't know, but I didn't care for it. And I love apple butter. When I was a teen, I would eat apple butter with a spoon. Oh, so good.
For me, it's the difference between bad and bad. Mm. Like, I don't want to spend any time there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, but you have to, like, you can't force people to eat your toast like that. Give me just a yellow butter. If I were anybody else in the restaurant, I would have had a yellow butter option. Just don't offer toast with it if you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Potatoes. Oh, but their potatoes aren't vegan.
Whole nother thing.
Or are they and it's just not marked?
I don't know.
We didn't ask about that. But on the sides, they have a circle V for vegan on the menu. And their moon dusted potatoes, which historically have been quite good, did not have the circle V. And I didn't want to investigate because I wasn't going to eat potatoes.
We should look
today into
it because that's always been a good...
Yeah.
So it's been like, Flying Biscuit's bad, but at least there's, you know.
The potatoes.
Yeah.
So can I say
okay.
You put Cholula on yours.
Okay. I haven't finished my
order. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm still describing the order.
I'm so sorry.
Doing that and evaluating the food at the same time. So it's a little misleading.
It is.
I'll give you that one. Okay. It's not on the list.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Also, a bowl of fruit came on the side.
Yes, that fruit looked so good.
This fruit was like... second to the water in like Day Saver, I thought. It was, of course, cantaloupe honeydew, but not all cantaloupe honeydew. There's some pineapple in there. There's some grapes in there. There's some strawberries in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was living for that. I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was eyeing that fruit cup.
Yeah, you were.
I almost didn't get the avocado toast. I almost got fruit collards.
Yeah.
And sausage, which should have been what I did. I got the avocado toast because I'd like, I wanted to try something more substantial for you, Toeheads.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I thought you meant for me.
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Are you still?
That's everything that I ordered.
So I want to say that I took a bite of your scramby. Uh-huh. All I got was tofu on my fork. Yeah. I just kind of took a random. And it, I thought it was just bland. It tasted like someone had crumbled up tofu and cooked it with no seasoning at all.
Wow. Yeah.
I couldn't even really taste the, and you had put Cholula on it, and I couldn't even taste the Cholula. It just tasted like nothing.
Well, at that point, I really have to question what's going on with your taste buds or your sinuses or what.
Because
I put Cholula on it. Cholula, opinions about seasoning of tofu aside, like Cholula, we can all agree.
Delicious.
Has a flavor.
Yeah.
That you can taste. And if you're not tasting that Cholula, then I'm worried about the sensors.
But I can taste this Gatorade.
Can you?
Fruit punchy. Yep.
Okay.
I
believe you.
My allergies have been at an 11 for like 2 weeks. I've been congested and it is making things taste a little different. But
the other thing though is you need stuff to be more seasoned than I do.
Yeah.
I appreciate, this isn't a flex. It's just pointing out the differences between us. Mm-hmm. I appreciate nuance.
Yeah.
I appreciate a 1 degree different in difference in things, you know?
And I need my food to taste like stuff.
I like to spend my time in that space between 14 degrees and 15 degrees and really examine what changes about the universe between those two spaces. You're like, I need it hot. I need it salty. I need it sweet. I need it brown. I need it, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That is me.
Yeah.
So it's because you're more enlightened again.
It has nothing to do with enlightenment. What it does have to do is being like in sync with things. like you're not living in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are the world. You're part of the world. The world lives in you and you live in the world. But you don't live in the world.
I am the world. I am the children.
What?
We are. No, forget it. We are the world. No. Go. That's it. That's all I
have. Say more.
No, I'm going to say less.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true. We make a better day. Just you and me. Right? That's We Are the World, Becky. That's the joke you were making.
I know.
And you left me hanging on it. I did the whole fucking chorus.
I thought it was you and I, but maybe it is you and me. It's been a minute.
All right, let's
it's
look
been
it
a minute
up.
Since
let's,
I was a child listening this, to We Are the World.
Let's look this shit up. We are, we ate the world. Whoa. What are we, hungry mongry? There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true. We'll make a better day, just you and me. So again, if you seek disruption, you'll find it, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is advice for you.
Yeah.
So I just think about that. Is this We Are the World?
Yes.
You're going to get us C and D'd.
All right, we can.
I thought you were putting on meditative music for some of my...
No, it's the intro. Why? I need to scrub ahead. There's no way to do that.
Are you doing this to prove me wrong? Oh.
Okay, well, that's enough. Remember that, everyone? Probably not.
No, that was a good... I thought it was a good song and a good gesture. And as a child, I really liked seeing the video.
Yeah.
What must it have smelled like in that studio, though?
So many people.
That's a lot of musicians in that studio.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where I landed. Flying Biscuit is better than it used to be. Flying Biscuit also still not good to me. I am as inclined to go there as I was before. But the tofu scramble is better. And I'm open to trying that vegan tofu wrap.
I can't. I do think the tofu wrap would be the move because it comes with a vegan chipotle sauce, which I think maybe would give me the flavor I'm looking for. But I wasn't wrap hungry this morning.
Yeah.
But honestly, I can't think of a scenario where I would be like, let's go to Flying Biscuit. Yeah. Even if, because one in the way back when we would go there, like frequently, it was a good place to bring Omni, friends and family, because everybody could get something like satisfying. If not like top notch, like everyone would be fed and like nothing would be bad.
Yeah.
Except that tofu scramble. But I was a baby vegan. I felt like we just had to suck it up. It was a different time.
Yeah.
But like, why would I ever go to the Flying Biscuit when Bomb Biscuit exists? Is what is, I guess, my thinking.
Where should we have gone for breakfast today that wasn't Flying Biscuit?
We got those bagels from Whole Foods.
Yeah.
We like that would have been better to me. Mm. And more like,
I needed more than that.
Oh.
Like, where would we have gone out for breakfast? In Alfred, you're talking about circumstances and places that.
Yeah, true. Honestly, like a Whole Foods hot bar breakfast would have been better.
Hmm. Hmm. To what we've been doing the past two nights.
Correct. We've been eating a lot of takeout from Whole Foods, y'all.
We're going to do Chipotle tonight, which is a bad idea.
Yeah. Tummy ache city.
Tootie time. Real tootie time.
Going to eat a bunch of Chipotle and then get in that pit where it's like 10 degrees hotter than it is in the world.
Sorry to everyone behind me.
They'll never know.
So yeah. Yeah.
So on a scale of 1 to 10.
Go on.
Musicians in the studio singing We Are the World.
Okay.
What would you give the Flying Biscuit Cafe?
I would give the Flying Biscuit Cafe one Tom Petty and one Cyndi Lauper. Two total musicians from We Are the World.
I can't think of a single musician that was on We Are the World. At the time, it seemed like everyone, but I don't know. I was going to give it a 5, but I'm going to go with you and give it a 2.
No. Speak your truth.
I'm just going to give it a 5. It was fine. Nothing was terrible, but nothing was great. It was a 5.
Lionel Richie, Scott Travis, Michael Jackson, Daryl Hall, Sean Hopper, June Pointer, Chris Hayes, John Oates, Bill Gibson, Ruth Pointer, David Pouch, Marius. Oh, this list is incomplete.
I don't know. I'll give it a hall.
I don't want to break out each Pointer sister separately.
I'm going to give it a Hall and Oates and 3 Pointer sisters.
Okay. Wow. No, yep. Lionel?
Whatever. No, it was just fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last encounter with Tofutti, the cream cheese. Mm-hmm. They were one of the early vegan cream cheeses. I had it back before I went vegan, but I was still cutting dairy out. Mm-hmm. I was dairy free for a long, long time before I went vegan. Mm-hmm. And I really love bagels and cream cheese. So I was excited to try this alternative. And this was not satisfying to me at that time.
Okay.
In the meantime, vegan cream cheese, they're like the Coast Guard of the cheese wars. Like, they're advancing just as much as everybody else. They're just, they're not the main theater, you know?
Yeah.
So there are a lot of great options now. Vi-Life is my favorite. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of others. We're going to do a bigger cream cheese roundup later. I got some in the fridge.
Yeah.
We're going to eat those. We're going to get that Oatly and then we're going to do a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the cream cheeses have come such a long way that like, there are store brand vegan cream cheeses that are pretty solid choice.
Except, of course, Philadelphia. Philadelphia has failed massively. They fumbled the bag massively with their vegan cream cheese. Everybody else doing okay.
House divided. I love the Phil.
Yeah. Try it. Try it. Try that again. You can't even say it.
I loved it. The Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So can I say something about Tofutti as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it was also for me the first vegan cream cheese that I tried. I was also, was I a baby vegan? My journey was weird. I was pescatarian, but I didn't do eggs and dairy for a long time, and then I went vegan. So it was either like the end of that time, beginning of baby vegan times, when I started eating tofutti. And I always felt like tofutti cream cheese had a great texture. Mm-hmm. And it had a good flavor, but it had an aftertaste that was weird.
Mm, okay.
The aftertaste.
That's been going on and off this whole
time. Oh, has it? I just didn't notice it.
Sorry if you're hearing it. We're in a hotel room.
Yeah, the air conditioner is loud. Yeah, so the aftertaste was weird. And I actually found ways to use it that mitigated that. Like I have a vegan cheese ball recipe on my website.
I forgot.
Part of what made that recipe so magical, besides it being a cheese ball, was that because it's so much other seasoning and stuff going on, it nullifies that aftertaste. You just get the great texture.
I forgot about that your cheese ball was the first like good execution of vegan cheese before the cheese wars even started. It was like you like nuked a couple of cities.
Oh, God.
And then like escaped to a layer on the moon and watched civilization have its own regular war beneath it. I completely forgot the timing of that.
That was tofutti.
Yeah.
And people, I did a, this was so long ago. I did a demo at Atlanta Veg Fest of holiday recipes. I did my spinach artichoke dip and I did this cheese ball and I used tofutti and I explained like I know tofutti's divisive. This was later. Mm-hmm. Cheese wars were heating up.
Yeah.
There were other cream cheeses out there, but I did it with tofutti because that's what I always did it with. And so I explained in the demo, like, I know tofutti's divisive. I know some people hate it. Some people like it. But this one, even tofutti haters like it. And I had several people be like, you were right. And it was pretty great.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I feel like tofutti was there for me. It's like Daya. It was there for me in a time when I needed it. It was like Daya that way, where, you know, a lot of people hate Daya, but it has a place in my heart.
Right here.
Yeah.
You and Lee were going on and on about how good Daya was.
Daya's good.
And I didn't want to be that guy, but you're both just so wrong. I know it's cowardly to do this two episodes later.
It is.
But what am I going to, be that guy?
You only do that when it's just me.
Listen, we had our share of fights on that episode too.
Yeah.
We had our share of fights. It's usually one against two.
The kid loves Daya also.
And it's the
also.
Same one.
He likes Daya the most.
Yeah. It's just bad.
He gets upset when I say it's Chow. He's like, oh, no, forget it.
You're so fucking wrong. Like, Chow is the good one.
I like Chow as well, but I'm saying the child.
You are playing both sides right now.
I think Day is great.
You're like...
It melts the best.
Who's somebody who was on all sides in World War II? That's who you're being right now.
Switzerland?
They're on no side. That's famously their thing.
Yeah.
But you're the one going around being like, they got a point. It wasn't them. They go across
in World War II? God, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, let's eat this cream cheese.
Okay.
It's on a toasted bagel.
Don't say bagel.
Bagel.
Bagel is a... They used to make... Remember that company that made those bagels?
No.
There were the I'd get them from, there was a box of four bagels. I'd get it from Publix.
Oh,
they
were
bagels. They were amazing. They don't make them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Or Publix doesn't sell them anymore.
I was thinking of bagel anyway because we're rewatching Community.
Oh, good.
That's what Britta says, bagel.
Mm. Are you using my name to mean make a small mistake?
Tastes exactly how I remember it. Great texture, great before taste, and during taste. There's that aftertaste. But you can put seasoning on it, and that takes care of that. The thing I like about tofutti now, besides the texture and the before and during tastes, it's one of the few vegan cream cheeses that still doesn't use coconut oil. Y'all, coconut oil is in everything. If you start looking out for coconut oil in your vegan meats and cheeses, it really cuts back on the amount of vegan meats and cheeses that you're eating. And it's been a real problem for me. It's exactly the same to me. And it holds the same place in my heart. What about you?
I've completed my bite. I've swallowed it. I thought about it while I was chewing it.
I'm going to finish this bagel.
where what it gets right what Philly got wrong in the texture. And you gave me a schmear, if I may use that term.
I'll allow it.
You gave me a schmear that was so big mm-hmm. that it had all of the different states of matter on it. Like,
that was intentional.
Okay. Do you want to take the victory lap? You want to say more on that, or do you want to let me finish?
No, I did it. That was okay. My victory lap. It was short, but okay. it made me feel okay. Good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I see you.
Thanks.
So it had the hard, just out of the tub consistency. It had the transitional state of like spread. I mean, it had where it had hit a hot part of the bagel. Mm-hmm. It had that little liquidy, not liquid, but liquidy.
A little bit melty.
Yeah. So I got to try all of them. Philly cream cheese is just chalk. Chalk across a bagel. And you're just eating that chalk. And maybe it's wet chalk, but it's still chalk. Like, it doesn't get that texture, that whole landscape of textures. Mm-hmm. So you get that. Taste? I didn't mind the taste. I'm not seeing this aftertaste that you are talking about.
It's like almost plasticky. It's mild. That's the thing. It's mild enough that you can disregard it, but is present.
I'm putting this just under Violife. I like it that much. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like it. And Violife is one of the ones with coconut oil. So if we got this, I would eat it more.
So I think that this should be used to make an icing.
Mm-hmm. Like on a carrot cake?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that we should do that. Mm-hmm. And by we.
You mean me.
I would eat it.
The kid and I'll get on that. He would enjoy it.
I would eat it.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Will you do a little carrot icing on top? Like an icing drawing of a carrot? I would have to. How's people know it's carrot cake? How's people know?
House people know indeed, Dave. You really tickled yourself with that.
I can't talk anymore.
I know.
Why are we doing a podcast?
Third night of fish coming up.
What? Ah, like two brain cells.
Dim Sum Kitty sent us a live blog.
Dim Sum Kitty.
So this delighted me. I woke up on Saturday morning last week to a message in the Talkin' Tofu Pod Instagram.
Oh, you got to get
inbox.
There. You got to get there.
Yeah. If you would like to write us a letter, your most efficient way is to message Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram.
I'll tell you what. You gave me the keys to it and I'm in there now.
Yeah.
And I'm causing a little bit of trouble.
Are you?
I'm having a little bit of fun.
Good.
You know?
Enjoy yourself. Yeah. So Dave is doing like comments on posts and
sometimes.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And but for the most part, I'm the one checking the direct messages.
Yeah.
90% chance it's me on the DMs.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm like talking about vaccines and.
Oh, God.
just having a little fun. Just having a little fun in there.
So I woke up on a Saturday morning last week to this amazing, amazing live blog of our episode from Dim Sum Kitty. I can't stress enough how much I loved reading this. It made me so happy. So I know we said we weren't going to talk about Buffy, but here we are. Buffy bites forever, says Dim Sum Kitty.
I thought you were saying that.
Okay. I need more Buffy content in my life. Dave, some assembly required is terrible, but things will start to shift in school hard.
Okay. I think some assembly required is the Frankensteining the girlfriend episode. Uh-huh. Just for...
For listeners.
I know we're talking to 50% of our listener base right now by reacting to this letter. But in the event that there's somebody else listening, I just want to give the right context.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Can I read two letters today?
No.
No. Okay. Yes, Xander sucks.
Yes.
These are just thoughts throughout beat by beat. So yeah,
for
so
each one say new... New message.
Well, I'll pause and you can react.
Okay.
Some of the quips have become part of my vocabulary. I'm literally live messaging you as I am listening.
Okay.
Yes, listening to the pod. I'm a listener, not a hearer. Yes, Cordelia is great. We love Cordy.
Cordy.
Cordy is what...
Do they call her Cordy?
Spoiler, yes, down the line. Vampires are pretty integral.
Okay.
Then
pretty
she
in
says,
a girl?
Integral.
Oh, okay.
Then she says, yes, Spike. Dave doesn't like Spike.
Those Dave... are two separate thoughts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then she said...
So she heard me say that I got to Spike.
And she said, Spike. And then right. she said, wait, what?
Right. Okay.
Then she says, Dave, Spike is the problematic fave of all problematic faves. She also has some important okay. information for us. Angel was turned when he was 26.
Okay. So a 26-year-old.
And a 17-year-old.
240-year-old. 26-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Him and Buffy together is super creepy.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for seeing that.
Then she says, Becky may not be, but Dave, I am making you watch the show.
Okay.
Then she says, okay, calming down to listen to the pickle news. Listen is in asterisks because she's a listener, not a hearer. I do love pickles. I would sign up to a Buffy and Pickles Patreon. Very relevant to my interests. End letter.
So is the idea now? I can't keep track. In my head, I had a Buffy feed and a Pickles feed.
Oh, two separate.
But it seems like the momentum is shifting for a Buffy-Pickle combined podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very specific, but also...
Buffy Bites and Floppy Pickles.
Nailed it. Dim Sim Kitty, yeah. I cannot thank you enough for that letter. I loved it. And, oh, Dave has something to say.
I'm sorry, Dim Sim Kitty.
If you'd like to write us a letter, you can write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. You can also message us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter. Although, are you checking that? I'm not checking it.
I'm on there occasionally.
Okay, Dave's on there occasionally. Or probably your best option, Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. I read and respond. Oh, and Threads. Dave and or I reads and responds to every single one.
We're on Threads.
We're on Threads.
We're on Threads, I said.
Oh, yeah, we are. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media, including on Threads. And you can find my recipes, including that cheese ball, at glueandglitter.com.
And I am Mr. Beast on Instagram and Twitter. This is me pulling off my Mission Impossible mask. Ooh. Yeah. No, just kidding, everybody. I am Lion Leader with a far lower follower count on Instagram, Twitter. Lion Leader was taken on TikTok and Lion Leader on Threads. I'll figure out how to group them all together at one point.
You got it.
I did poorly.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye, Toeheads.
Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.